team charter is preparing for the 70-minute flight to the city nestled on Lake Erie.
All right, sounds good. All right, bye. So the team is probably gonna be in around 2:55.
For a company that moves half of its employees to 10 different cities over the course of 5 months, a great deal of planning is required to assure that each journey is traveled smoothly. The Eagles have a complex blueprint for road trips, with every intricate detail accounted for.
Hey guys, they told me to tell you doors 1 and 4. We're gonna pull up to that gate now, if that's okay? So that way we're just ready when they pull the plane in.
With ground transportation to the hotel on standby, the team charter touches down, and everyone is whisked away with no delay. The scene at the Intercontinental is similar to that of a Hollywood movie premiere. Reporters mill about, eager to get a quick soundbite, while fans excitedly shout encouragement to their favorite players. The sun sets over Cleveland with the team resting and preparing in their temporary quarters. Thanks to the smooth execution by the advance team, the players and coaches can focus solely on the task at hand, which is beginning 2012 on a winning note. Game day begins with a traditional team breakfast, followed by meetings in which final preparations for the game are made. The buses are boarded, and the caravan makes its way to Brown Stadium. For much of the team, the ride serves as a quiet opportunity to prepare for battle, the metaphorical calm before the storm. Every passing moment propels the team closer to kickoff, and the anticipation is palpable as the team makes its way to the locker room. For the first time in 252 days, the Philadelphia Eagles will take the field for a game that means something. The pursuit of a championship begins now. This week on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, linebacker D'Amico Ryans gives us a personal account of his first game as an Eagle in Game of the Week. Second-year cornerback Curtis Marsh takes us inside the ring for his unique off-season training regimen. And quarterback Michael Vick is wired for sound from the Week 1 battle with the Browns.
From the fans, the front office, from the coaches to the players, the message for the 2012 Philadelphia Eagles is clear. It's time.
My attitude stepping into the first game of the season is just all just jacked up.
I'm feeling great, baby. I'm feeling great. Opening day, it's time to get it, baby.
When I stepped into the stadium, stepped into Cleveland Brown Stadium for warm-ups, it was just that instant feeling that something just came over me, and it lets you know that it's fall and football is here.
I think this is a great way for them to start the season. This is a very young Cleveland Browns team. You want to get on them early. You want them to feel like they are in a match that's too big for them early in the football game.
Our offense starting off getting the ball. They were driving down, and all of a sudden, sudden change. They get a turnover.
On second down, it is a run to McCoy, who fumbles the football and is recovered by the Browns.
So as a defense, you have to be at your best. You have to hold them. It doesn't matter what situation they put us in. We have to hold up. We have to be dominant no matter what.
Under center is Wheaton this time. Gives it off to Richardson, who is dragged down on the backfield by D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans has made more plays so far in this game than he made all summer. Wheaton goes back. He pumps. He's going deep for Benjamin, and it is intercepted. Intercepted, picked off by Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
We have so many threats on our offense, and when they're clicking, nobody can stop.
23 seconds to go in the half. Vic, he's back. He pumps. He looks. He throws it. Touchdown, Eagles! He delivered it that time. A perfect strike from Michael Vick to Jeremy Maclin. Mike, that victorious feeling you spoke about the Browns having at halftime just went out the window.
or going into halftime as a defense, we were like, since our offense just scored, we got to get the ball back in their hands as quickly as possible.
Under center is Whedon, the rookie quarterback, who pumps, fires for the near sideline, intercepted, second of the day by DRC.
DRC is a great player. For him to be able to lock down one side of the field, you know, it's always great to see players, great players go up and make great plays, and that's what he did for us.
Vic under center, backs in the eye. He fakes, he backs up, he looks, he fires, intercepted the fourth today. Picked off by DeQuell Jackson, and he lies into the end zone, and the Browns take the lead. The Eagles in a six-point hole at 16-10, and they are 91 yards away from taking the lead. Can they battle back?
During that drive, I remember them just constantly just making big play. Big play after big play, just keeping the drive going.
Vic is back. He steps up. He's going to dash. He's looking. He cuts back. He spins. He fumbles the football, but he recovers it.
As it got closer down in the red zone, it was no doubt in my mind that we were going to score.
Three receivers. Vic calling for the football. He's back. He's looking. He fires, and it is caught for a touchdown to Clay Harbor. And the Eagles can take the lead with the extra point.
Being great, it calls for special moments. Special moments for guys to rise up. You know, great players going to rise up. We talk about being great. We talk about rise to the occasion, being special. We're going to have to go and close this game out.
Whedon on first down is back. He pumps. He looks. He's firing. It is intercepted. Kurt Coleman is second of the game, takes it to the 40, and that's going to do it.
Our team is really together. We've become a unit, and that's showed on Sunday by the way we fought. You know, it was the first game of the season, but we weren't leaving out of Cleveland without a W.
And that will wrap us up for today. Next Sunday, the Eagles host old friend John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens in the home opener.
It's going to be special. You know, first game. And Lincoln Financial is going to be an awesome feeling. You know, the fans are going to be amped up for the home opener. It's going to be excitement in the air once again. And playing a team like the Ravens coming in, they're a really good team. They pride themselves on running the ball and pushing people around, being a physical team. You know, you rise up to the competition. It's one week at a time. We got the first week out of the way. Now it's on to the Ravens and see what we can do this week.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing, it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Today, many hospitals seem to claim they're the best in their areas. But in this region, it's nearly impossible to match the experience of the physicians and nurses of Jefferson Hospital for Neuroscience. With specialized critical care units and advanced technology, it's the region's only hospital totally dedicated to neurosurgery and neurology.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
I'm headed over to Johan Boxing Gym. Kind of the purpose and the reason why I do it is it's some of the best conditioning I've ever done. And a lot of the stuff translates to playing corner. The biggest thing for me is I started playing this game because of my dad. Whenever I would go around and tell people, you know, what my dad did or whatever, tell him he played in the NFL or he was playing receiver for University of Utah, getting ready to go to the NFL, everybody thought that was like the hugest deal in the world. So anything he did, I just wanted to do the same thing. And one of the things I've really taken from my dad is his work ethic. He was one of those guys that he would always work hard by himself when nobody was around. I feel like I got that work ethic from him. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? How you feeling today?
I'm good. So what we got today?
We're going to do a little bit of the floor work.
Okay.
And the boxing. We're going to do a little bit of strength and conditioning, a little bit. This is the cardio. I'm going to set my stations up. I'm just going to get right to the boxing.
Okay. So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
You got 20 seconds on each spot, each circuit. All right, let's begin. Under and go. Boom. Boom. Beautiful. Chin over the bar. And go. Explode. Pivot your foot. Pivot that foot like you're throwing the right hand. Move them feet quick. Good. Right back. Go. Keep that wave going. Keep them arms rotating. Time. Look at that footwork. Beautiful. Box is about flexibility. And then arms add up on that field. Time. Good. Get a little water break. 1 minute rest. Now we're going into the boxing part. We're just going to do a routine on the heavy bag where you're just moving his hands. And then soon I blow the whistle. Now you throw your combinations. Ah. Work the bag. Get around the bag. And time. Control that bag. Beautiful. Control the jab. I want to see some footwork. Get around that bag. Double that hook up sometimes. Boom, boom. Put your body into it. Bang. Good. Bang it out, Curtis. Bang it out. Time. A fighter should be in the gym no more than an hour. You know? Because you don't fight no 2 and 3 hours. You don't have to train your body that long. I can give you a 45-minute workout and it seemed like you was in here for 2 hours. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to do pad work. The same thing, eyes and hands coordination. You really got to be focused and paying attention when you do this workout because I also throw punches back at you. So you got to keep his hands up and you got to keep his eyes on me. Jab. Two jabs, right hand, roll. Bang. Right hand, left foot. Beautiful. Two jabs, right hand. Jab. Two jabs, right hand, roll. Ha. Right hand, left foot. Block, block. Body. Once you roll. Good. Move your feet. Two jabs. Good. Move around the ring. Come on, let's go. Don't cross your feet. If you cross your feet like this, you're going to trip. You're going to get burnt. So you gotta keep them feet apart. Footwork. Good. Ah, don't jump. Step. Boom. You're not supposed to see the right hand. Bop. See? Keep rolling. Faster. Keep rolling, son. Damn. When they see you like that, they say, you know what they're going to say? You know what? We're going to go right to him because look, he got his mouth open. Look at him. You know what I mean? So your face expression tells it all. Even when you're tired, you can't show it in your face. You can't be going to the back, to the sideline like this. Because you know what they're going to say? Soon you get back in the game, let's go right to him. Because he's tired. If you can get through this workout, and once you get up to 3 rounds without a break, I know you're in shape. Get on them toes. Give me a bounce. Good. Right hand, left foot. Beautiful. Body. Squat. Good. Pivot that foot. Ah. Again. Ah. Beautiful. Ah. Beautiful. Ah. Time. Good work. Curtis. Good work. Good job. Good job, man. Good job.
Thanks again, man.
That cardio was getting up, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting up there.
This is real. This is the real deal. This is how you become a beast. I'm just letting you know. You got to be the best, you know? When you ain't here, this is the extra work. This is the work that nobody sees. This is the extra work that I do to get better so I can get to the Pro Bowl. And best believe I'm going to get there, so. This is what it takes, right here. Nobody would know, but this is what it takes.
What else would you want to be, Nick?
Nowhere else.
What else would you want to be, bro?
That's it, man.
That's what it's all about. I just had a ladybug on my arm. You know what that means?
Huh?
I just had a ladybug on my arm. You know what that means?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
It was Eagle Green, too. For real, no lie.
You know what I'm saying?
Feel like a boxer when I do this. Feel like a boxer. You see Andre Ward last night? Two champions rise up when it's time, man. Here we go. Hey, y'all heard the song? All we do is win. Nothing else. 16 games, starting with today. One play at a time, one game at a time. Don't focus on nothing else but the Cleveland Browns. We here, and we ain't going nowhere until that clock's at 000. Let's go. We put in the work. It's time to let it show, baby. I believe in every single one of y'all. I got confidence in every one of y'all. I have confidence in the ones around you. Believe in yourself. Believe in the ones around you. Let's go. Believe on three. One, two, three. Let's go, coach. This is what we're waiting for. Let's go, baby. Everybody stay confident. Stay confident. This is a great game, baby. This is a great game. Ah! Buddy. Hey, next job, let's take the ball, put it in the end zone. One play at a drive, one play at a time. One play at a time. Next drive, let's take it and put it in the end zone. One play at a time. One play at a time, that's all. Hey, all we got to do is stop pressing, just play our game. That's it. Confidence. Play with confidence. Physical at the point of attack.
Hey, baby. Good throw. Good throw.
Get away!
Fourth quarter. That's
fourth quarter,
play.
Baby.
That's when you come.
Yeah, that's when I gotta be at my best.
Hold up, baby.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Now when you use your credit or debit MasterCard in any restaurant,
everything was good, ladies.
MasterCard will make a donation to Stand Up To Cancer for every meal purchased over $10. With your help, our goal is to raise up to $4 million.
Hey, ladies, I want to thank you for standing up.
One precious cent at a time. Standing with those who stand up to cancer.
Oh, all right.
Priceless.
Thank God you reacted.
One card is raising $4 million for Stand Up To Cancer. That's MasterCard. That's priceless.
Care for a Price Is Right instant game ticket? Scratch, and you could win instantly. Or enter your non-winning ticket on the lottery's website
for a chance to win
a trip to fabulous Las Vegas.
There, you'll play the Las Vegas Game Show Experience based on six of TV's biggest game shows. Win cash prizes along the way and play for a top prize of $1 million.
Sold. You should be on TV.
I get that a lot.
The Price Is Right, the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Keep on scratching.
This is your TV. This is your phone. This is your TV. This is your remote control. This person is on time. This is your home phone in the park and on a beach. This is your living room Sunday, February 3rd. This is fast. This is faster. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. This is Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Thoughts coming out of week one, you know, first off, happy to get a win. But I understand and know myself that there's a lot of things that I didn't do as well. And, you know, I just talked to my coach and he said it was about five or six things that we could have corrected. Obviously, the turnovers. I came to the line not really predetermining what I was going to do, but just kind of let some things frustrate me, which I never let happen. And just forced some balls. And I know the reasons why I had those turnovers. And you know, the best part about it and the reason I can smile about it is because I know how to correct it. It meant so much to me this week that, you know, all the guys in the huddle looked me in my eyes and told me that they had my back regardless of what happened, regardless of the outcome in the game, regardless of how I played. You know, it was about the appreciation and the respect that they have for me. And once, you know, they told me that, I just said to myself that I can't let these guys down, and I'll do whatever it takes to show them that how much I appreciate them as well, regardless of what has transpired in the game. And they're the reason why I get up when I get knocked down, is to keep fighting for them. Well, it's kind of hard to explain what happens during the last drive when, you know, you press for time and you need to get a touchdown. It's obviously much easier to get a field goal, but, you know, it was just a very optimistic feeling in the huddle, like we was going to get it done. I know I just kept telling myself, just take it one play at a time. You know, I just kind of put everything in perspective and, you know, we just felt like, you know, in order to get this done, we got to be at our very best right now in this moment. And, you know, to look back on it now to see what the outcome was, you know, all you can do is smile and say, if that ever arrives again, I can do it again. The Ravens defense poses a lot of challenges. We just watched them on film and they're a big stout group. They've played together for a long time and they know exactly what to do within their defensive scheme, and they know how to win. It's going to be a great test for us, and we look forward to the challenge. They're coming into our house, our first home game opener, and we look forward to it. We look forward to playing a good game and you know, letting it be a battle.